Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Tuesday, November 24th. I'm Wayne Pratt. Families in the St. Louis region are breaking from traditional large gatherings this year over the Thanksgiving holiday to protect themselves from coronavirus.
I don't focus on like what we're missing. I just focus on just making our circle a little tighter and just enjoying the time we have with the people around us.
In a few minutes, St. Louis Public Radio's Kayla Drake reports on how families are adjusting holiday plans. The city of Rolla will start requiring mask wearing in public places, limits on large gatherings, and social distancing to slow the spread of coronavirus. The city council approved the rules last night after months of no restrictions. Council member Dave Schott says no one wants to wear a mask, but the situation at Rolla's only hospital is critical.
Is there anyone here tonight that is fine with themselves or a family member being turned away at the hospital door because it is overwhelmed and unable to do more?
The ICU at Phelps Health has been full for the past 10 days. Patients have been diverted to other hospitals. The council heard more than 2 hours of divided and heated public comment on the issue. The new rules take effect Friday. They will be in effect until February. Members of the city council in Washington, Missouri, have also approved a mask mandate. The Washington Missourian reports the new regulations go into effect immediately in the Franklin County community about an hour west of St. Louis. Research from Washington University shows small numbers of St. Louis County residents have antibodies to the coronavirus. As St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzan reports, that means most residents are still at risk of becoming infected.
The study tested more than 1,300 adults in St. Louis County from August to October. The results show 1 out of 100 people had an active case of COVID-19, and 5 out of 100 had antibodies to the coronavirus, suggesting they had been infected at one point. Dr. Alvin Gang is an infectious disease specialist at WashU who helped lead the study.
The fact that only about 5% of residents had antibodies to COVID implies that the vast majority of people in the region are still susceptible to COVID-19.
The study also found that Black County residents were more than twice as likely to have had COVID-19 compared to white residents. I'm Shayla Farzan, St. Louis Public Radio.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is again calling for help from the federal government during the pandemic, this time with unemployment assistance. He says current benefits for those having trouble finding a job during the outbreak expire the day after Christmas.
Without assistance from Congress, 5 weeks from now, there will be no way to replace these benefits for the hundreds of thousands of Illinoisans impacted by these programs, which have become an essential lifeline for people who lost their jobs due to the pandemic.
Pritzker says the Illinois Department of Employment Security has hired additional staff to deal with an unprecedented number of requests and an onslaught of fraudulent claims. Enterprise Holdings Foundation plans to donate $120 million to boost opportunities for people of color and to fight hunger. As St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson reports, the foundation held conversation with employees of color after a wave of national protests against police brutality.
Enterprise Holdings employees told the company it could best address equal opportunity by focusing on programs for families of color. Over the next 5 years, its foundation will support early childhood education, health, career development, and college preparation programs. Chris Taborn is Assistant Vice President of Diversity and Inclusion at Enterprise Holdings. He says communities of color need equal opportunity from childhood on.
All of us want to make sure that we have a fair shot. And it's hard to do that when you're in situations, you're living in an environment that has a lack of basic necessities to help to give you a solid foundation where you can be successful.
The foundation also will support organizations around the world that give people access to healthy foods. I'm Andrea Henderson, St. Louis Public Radio.
COVID concerns have reduced the size of Thanksgiving gatherings and hurt turkey sales. But St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan Aull reports Missouri's small, organic, and free-range turkey farmers may be faring better.
Big national producers that supply large grocery stores are concerned about turkey sales. But small specialty operations aren't in as bad of shape. Todd Geisert of Geisert Farms in Washington, Missouri, says he has seen a slight increase in orders this year. He does say customers are asking for smaller birds of about 12 pounds, and he won't be able to meet all of those requests.
You know, most of them are going to be in that 15, 16, 17-pound range. Makes it where they're going to have a little bit more leftovers, but, you know, most people that are looking for a premium product are going to understand that and don't mind some leftovers.
Geisert says the customer base for organic and free-range turkeys is loyal and not as motivated by price or only getting exactly a certain sized bird. Specialty turkeys can cost up to $3 more a pound than grocery store options. Matt Tiefenbrunn owns Buttonwood Farms in California, Missouri. He says in addition to that loyalty, the lack of travel might help his sales.
But I do think there's going to be more people at home. There's not going to be as many people traveling, or at least with the group that's eating our stuff.
Tiefenbrunn says he has sold more turkey breasts and smaller birds than usual, but he says overall he will do well with sales this year. That's despite not making any adjustments to the number of chicks he bought in May.
So you would think I'd be that smart. Everything was just crazy that time of year. Things were just going wild. Like, I was trying to keep our chicken sales going and our egg sales, and I didn't really think twice. I just ordered what we usually do and say, I guess we'll figure it out then.
Tiefenbrunn says the silver lining of all of this is that the pandemic has definitely brought more attention and interest to smaller farmers' meat and vegetable offerings. He says that could pay off in the long run. In Rolla, I'm Jonathan Aull, St. Louis Public Radio.
Thanksgiving turkeys are smaller on average this year, and so are many guest lists. St. Louis Public Radio's Kayla Drake reports on how the pandemic is causing families to break from holiday traditions in order to stay safe.
Many families are canceling large gatherings and instead opting to eat their Thanksgiving meals at home without the usual guests. Thanksgiving dinner will be smaller this year at Mary Fitzgerald's home in Kirkwood. Several of her family members are recovering from COVID-19. One of her sons won't be driving in from Columbia, Missouri, and her mom and sister will stay put in Wildwood. Fitzgerald says the family has rescheduled holidays before, and there will be more in the future.
You know, if we look at it that way, it's not such a big deal. I don't focus on, like, what we're missing. I just focus on just making our circle a little tighter and just enjoying the time we have with the people around us.
She'll be cooking the full Thanksgiving spread this year. Her family plans to eat outside Thursday if the weather cooperates.
If this is the least thing we can do right now, when there's so much out there that we can't control, it kind of does feel good.
Other families are also canceling plans. Shannon Miller's parents won't be coming to her home in the Hill neighborhood of St. Louis this year. Miller says she's disappointed because she doesn't get to see her parents. They live in Kansas City.
It's sad that, like, I won't get to see them on, like, you know, my favorite holiday, but I think probably, like, the serious part is maybe just, like, when are we gonna get to see them again, like, in the future?
Miller still hopes she can host an outdoor dinner Thursday with her in-laws. Her mother-in-law is undergoing cancer treatment and has a weakened immune system, so Miller and her husband are taking extra precautions. They plan to quarantine at home until Thanksgiving.
Nobody's saying, like, don't do, like, Thanksgiving, but, like, I think we all have to think about ways that we can be more responsible with Thanksgiving, and hopefully next year is better.
Public health experts recommend not traveling this holiday and keeping Thanksgiving gatherings small and outside if possible. The coronavirus has spread at record rates in Missouri and Illinois in the past few weeks. I'm Kayla Drake, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our Brian Heffernan edited that report. Fred Ehrlich edited the story from Jonathan Aull. Shula Newman is the executive editor of St. Louis Public Radio. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Wayne Pratt. From the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.